الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The first kitab that we read, by Ijaz, should be here anytime inshallah. With regard to our Islah, the questions that were asked to Hazrat and Hazrat's answers to those questions. The one person writes, Hazrat Aqdas, mere nafs ke sabse bari bimari ye hai ki mujhe apne andar koi bimari nazar nahi aati. He says that my biggest illness, spiritual illness, is that I don't see any illness in myself. I don't see anything wrong with myself. Mere zahir wa batin dono ko islah ki zarurat hai. My inside and my outside, both of that need a lot of islah, because I can't see my faults. A person who is terribly ill and feels that he's all right, that person is in a very serious position. But a person who is ill and knows he is ill, he'll go for help, he'll go to a doctor, etc. But the person who feels he's well, but he's ill, then that person is in a serious condition. Jawab, Hazrat writes, Koi bimari khud mein nazar na aana, ye alamat hai ujab ki. That if a person doesn't find any fault in himself, there is a sign of vanity, that he has got pride in him, that he thinks himself to be very good. Nafs se kahe ke ek bimari to teri yahi zahir hogi. Say to your nafs that you think that you haven't got any spiritual illness, that this one of your biggest illness has become to be known from this. Aur na jaane kitni bimariya tere andar hogi. And that you think that you haven't got any sickness, we don't know, only Allah knows how many spiritual illnesses you must be having. Lehaza Allah se dua kare ke meri is bimari aur dusri tamam bimariyon ko shifa naseeb farmaye. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Ya Allah, remove this sickness of mine and all my other spiritual sicknesses, illnesses as well. From here also we see that for a person to feel, to realize that I'm spiritually ill is nothing wrong. That is in fact a good sign. But when a person feels that I'm all right, then that is something very serious. Usually we feel that if I realize my faults, I feel I've got a pride in me, I've got a hatred in me, jealousy in me, then this is, I'm very bad. And if I feel that, no, I'm all right, I'm making my five times namaz, I'm doing everything, so I'm all right. This is the opposite. When you feel, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that when a person feels that today I've made a perfect namaz, that is the worst namaz of his life. And until he realizes, he thinks that my namaz is not right, my namaz is very bad, he's moving up on the ladder. He'll be going higher and higher. So we have to be in that condition all the time. The minute a person becomes complacent, I'm all right, then that is a serious condition. Aur mera tazkiya farma dijiye, and make dua that, oh Allah, grant me my tazkiya. And this, like Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib says, Damat Barakatum, people who go to the Khanqa for the Islah, and they don't get for a long time visas anymore, perhaps for 3 months or so. So after 3 months, then they apply for another visa. They say, we came here for tazkiya, but our tazkiya is still not done. So they say, this will carry on till maut. Because till maut, nobody has the right to claim that my tazkiya has been done. Then Allah makes fazal, a person who was on that way all the time, that he wanted his purification. Allah grants him his purification. But the minute a person thinks, I'm now purified, I'm clean now, then that person is in danger. Meri kitab ruh ki bimariya aur inka ilaj par kar ghor kare. And Hazrat says, read this kitab of my spiritual maladies and their remedies. And ponder, don't only like read it, but study it. take out or try, see what are the, your problems and see the solutions and bring them within you. Ke mere andar kaun kaun si bimari hai, ke which illnesses have I got and how must I now treat them, what must I do to remove them. Another condition, ek bahut bimari hai jisse main pareshan hu, usko khatam karna chahti hu. There is a lady who's writing, she says she's got quite a big problem, and this is whether it's from the woman's side or from the man's side, but these problems also exist from both sides also. And I wish to, now it's very long, and I wish to end this problem of mine which I have got. What is that problem? Wo ye hai ke maine 3-4 saal pehle ek ladke ko dekha tha, kabhi usse baat wagaira nahi aur na kabhi mili hu. I saw a boy 3-4 years ago, never did I meet him, never did I speak to him or anything. Aur uske baad se aaj tak nahi dekha. I saw him that once and after that I never saw him again. Uska khyaal har waqt mere zehen par sawar rehta hai. My problem is that I think about him all the time. And the same way, a man who looks at a woman, and perhaps he never had anything to do with her, but that thought remains with you. And that thought is very harmful. Because now in your zikr, in your tilawat, in everything, your tahajjud, it's just going to be bothering you all the time. Aur is wajah se mera kabhi kabhi parhai aur namaz aur zikr wagaira mein bhi dhyan nahi lagta. And one of the evils of this is, she says, that sometimes, in my, she looks like she's still learning also, at the, when she wrote this, she was still becoming alima or whatever. So in her studies, my namaz, my zikr, anything, sometimes my heart is just not in it. Because I'm thinking of that boy, or a boy who thinks of a girl. Main kisi ghairullah ko apne dil mein nahi rakhna chahti ho. And I don't want to keep anyone besides Allah Ta'ala in my heart. My desire is, I only want Allah in my heart. But this is a problem I've got. Aur khiyalat wa wasawis se bhi bahut pareshan ho. And all the funny thoughts and evil, bad thoughts that come to me, I'm very disturbed about that as well. Hadrat writes the answer, apne qasd pe uske baare mein na soche. Intentionally, don't think about him. Don't bring the thoughts with your own choice. Or khalwat wa jalwat mein ye socha kare. And whether you are with people or whether you are on your own in privacy, think this all the time. Ke uske husn wa jamal kisne ata kiya. For whatever reason you saw him and you got attracted, in the most probability it is his handsomeness. He was a very handsome boy. Sometimes some woman a person sees, very beautiful woman. So whatever it is, that beauty which you are seeing and which has overwhelmed you. Aur jab husn fani aur majazi mein ye dil baraye hai, to jisne usko husn ke ek zarra bheeg di hai, then in this temporary beauty of this dunya, it's not only till you love, but just the minute old age starts coming in, or Allah save a stroke and the poor face gets crooked, Allah save us all, or anything like that, or perhaps some terrible sores on the face, anything like that, wrinkles can come, anything can come, then how, so think of that. And even finally, a person has to die. A person is going in the qabr, old age is going to come, then what will be the condition? Jisne usko husn ke ek zarra bheeg di, that being that gave one minute part of his beauty to this person, to us sar chashmai jamal haq taala ki kya shaan hogi. So what must be the beauty of that fountain source of all this handsomeness? And this beauty, what must be the fountain source, Allah Ta'ala's beauty? Who can even ever imagine what that beauty must be? لہذا دل لگانے کے قابل وہ غیر فانی ذات ہے. So therefore, a person, a being that you can attach your heart to, is only that one, that being whose beauty never diminishes, just increases all the time. And never will Allah's beauty ever come to an end, or never will it stay at one level. Allah's beauty also increases all the time. یہ مرنے گلنے والی لاش دل لگانے کے قابل نہیں. These were corpses which are going to now disintegrate and be going to smelling and dirty, they are not at all worthy that you put your heart to them. In which world are you? What are you thinking? These are not anything that you should attach your heart to. Jin ki shakal umar ke saath saath bigar jati hai. Whose forms, how beautiful they are, but as age grows, then they become also distorted, they become finished, wrinkled, old, everything, the beauty goes away. Ke phir usko ek nazar dekhne ko bhi dil nahi chahta. Then a person does not even want to see, even intentionally, not even just for a moment, a person doesn't want to see anymore. Aur hatta ala ke har waqt ek nayi shaan hai. And Allah Ta'ala, on the other hand, is always, permanently, forever and ever, Allah will be, is in a different splendor all the time. Ghair fani husn wa jamal hai. Allah Ta'ala's beauty is, there is no limit to it. That beauty, every sifat of Allah Ta'ala is limitless. And when we ask Allah Ta'ala also, we should ask from His limited, unlimited resources. Allah's treasury is also unlimited. It isn't only that there is a certain amount. And then ask Allah Ta'ala also by His unlimited quality of generosity, jood or karam. That Allah Ta'ala, His resources are also unlimited, and in His generosity also He is unlimited. So how much won't Allah Ta'ala give? Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to restrict Himself in any way whatsoever. Allah can just keep on giving all the time. Isliye jannat mein jab didar ilahi hoga. Therefore in jannat, when people will see Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, to kisi jannati ko jannat ki hoone aur jannat ki naamate yaad bhi na aayegi. Then the jannatis will see Allah Ta'ala, not that they will, they think that is, they completely forget all the beauty of Jannat, the Hurul Ain of Jannat, and all the other ni'mats which Allah has prepared. What beautiful ni'mats. But all that they will forget when they will see Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with His deedar, and may Allah be pleased with us and accept us. Parcha Ishq-e Majazi Rozana Ek Baar Parhe. Hazrat has prepared one treatment, prescription for this Ishq-e Majazi, for all the types of love that a person feels. Hazrat in there in detail, Hazrat says you should read that once a day. We hear it, no? We translate it. Yeah, also you got it. If anyone wants, you can ask Maulana Musa. He's got copies of it, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat wa al-Arif Billah Rumi Awak Hazrat Shaqi Muhammad Aqsa Sahib Nabhul Makal Ka Kalam. ایک دن خاک منقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی روح میری سنبولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی روح میری سنبولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا ان کی ہر منزل ہمارے پیش دامن ہو گئی روح میری سنبولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی کس قدر ظلمت کا داتی انجمن ان کے بغیر کس قدر ظلمت کا داتی انجمن ان کے بغیر ان کے آتے ہی سراپا بزم روشن ہو گئی ان کے آتے ہی سراپا, بزم روشن ہو گئی ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے وہاں, ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے وہاں, ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ, ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ رشک گلشن ہو گئی, روح میری سنبلو ریحان سوسن ہو گئی, نفس دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے, نفس دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے, روح کی طاقت ہماری شیر افغان ہو گئی, روح کی طاقت ہماری شیر افغان ہو گئی, تلخ تھی بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات, تلخ تھی بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات, فیض بزم عاشقاں سے, فیض بزم عاشقاں سے بزم گلشن ہو گئی, روح میری سنبلو ریحان سوسن ہو گئی, مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی, مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی, ایک دن خاک منقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی, ایک دن خاک منقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی, جب سے اختر روکش اغیار و بیگانا ہوا, جب سے اختر روکش اغیار و بیگانا ہوا, بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی, بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی, روح میری سنبلو ریحان سوسن ہو گئی, نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی, روح میری سنبلو ریحان سوسن ہو گئی.
Inshallah, what we read in there, there is the same, to strengthen it further inshallah, to make us strong. And as Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that this is the prime problem today. All this illicit love affairs, looking at women, etc., That is the major problem. In fact, Hazrat went to this extent to say that if a person controls his eyes in this zamana, he will become a wali of Allah. All the other qualities Allah Ta'ala will bless him with. So this is a thing that we have to work on very much, and we have to become conscious of it. And Hazrat, Allah reward Hazrat and fill his qabr with noor over and over again, that this was a thing that many of us, we were not even conscious of it. That this problem is with us, looking at women, so we don't even make tawbah of it, we don't ask for forgiveness, we are not disturbed at it also. So Hazrat made us conscious, Allah reward Hazrat tremendously. And also on the other hand, it isn't clearly from Hazrat's teachings, Hazrat taught everything. Not only about guarding the eyes, some people, they, whatever reason, they say there is only one thing they talk about, guarding the eyes. Whereas everything Hazrat had taught, the whole of Deen Hazrat had taught. Not only that, but Hazrat stressed on this definitely very much. For example, Hazrat spoke on the beard, he spoke on the trouser above the ankle, everything else about the rights of the wife, how much Hazrat spoke upon that subject also. In the family's condolence to the bereaved, etc. Everything Hazrat spoke. But it's very unfair that we, then a person just says the Hazrat only spoke on that one thing. Nafs ke ghande taqadon se jo anban ho gaye. The evil desires of the nafs that a person has, till one stage when a person is not conscious, he is very great friends with it, he is enjoying that, to do fulfill his desires and all that. But when a person realizes, and now he puts up a fight with this, the dirty evil desires of his, and now he disagrees with him. Now we are no more friends now. You go your way, I go my way. I got nothing to do with all the evil and dirty desires. When that condition became ruh meri sumbul or rehan or so sadhul gayi, then my ruh suddenly became now this beautiful, the wonderful fragrances of these wonderful flowers. The beautiful, sweet smelling flowers, my ruh became like that. As soon as I, this evil desires of mine, I cut them off, then your ruh became like that. And then what new doors Allah opens to you. Only that person will know. When a person now cuts off and he fights this evil desires, no more he is a slave to them, but now he fights them, then Allah opens many doors and a person feels he's got a new life also. Jab hamare aab o gil mein dard-e-dil shamil hua. And this body of ours, which is just made of sand and water, but now the love of one thing that came, the beautiful things which Allah gave, was the love of Allah. Now when the love of Allah came in this body, unke har manzil hamare peshe daman ho gaye. Now going on this journey towards Allah Ta'ala, every station that was coming was now very desirous. Now we are sitting now for majlis. Now when that comes, now you're looking forward to Isha namaz. When you have made your Isha, you are looking forward even to the ni'mat of sleep. And that is also a ni'mat from Allah. And you do it according to sunnah, you enjoy that also. And you are looking forward to the ni'mat of tahajjud again. And then you are looking forward to the ni'mat of fajr again, dua, zikr, everything. So every next station, you are just looking forward to it. May Allah bless us with this reality, let it come into us, inshallah. Kis qadar zulmat kada thi anjuman unke bagheer. How dry, how my life was so useless, so dry, no enjoyment in my life without him, without Allah Ta'ala. When Allah was not in my life, a person then amuses himself with worldly things and he thinks he's getting amusement. But he hasn't still found the true enjoyment. Like for example, little children are playing their games or whatever. And they think they are enjoying very much. But the elderly people, these are just children, they are just playing games. So when a person becomes baligh in the love of Allah Ta'ala, and he finds Allah Ta'ala, then other people, he finds them, they are just still playing games. Now he realizes now, that I was also one time just with these games we were playing, but now I realize what is the true enjoyment. May Allah bless us with that. And as we read in the other kitabs also, these people who have reached that stage, what didn't Allah Ta'ala bless them with? May Allah take us also to that position. Unke aati hi sarapa bazm roshan hoge. As soon as Allah Ta'ala came, then this whole my life, my whole gathering everywhere, now it was full of light. There was just noor everywhere. Now it was completely different. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, that we must keep on making the effort. The day, like for example, you gave a contract to have your building for the electricity, you gave the contract. He charged you 100,000 rand, he said 20,000 rand deposit. Then he came and he put some, he even chipped your walls. And after chipping your walls to get his pipes in or whatever, for that he took another 20,000. You are just paying, but you seeing he's damaging your place. After that he put some wires here and there, and he asked for another 20,000, but you not, your fan is not working, your fridge is not working, nothing is working. Now everything is done. The fittings are also in now, but still no current, nothing. When the inspector says yes, everything, he passed the seat. And now one switch, and now the whole place is lit up. And now the fridge is working, and the micro is working, and everything is working suddenly. So like that we have to keep on. And one of the main things is our zikr regularly, and then our majalis, and that also is very, very important. And abstinence from sin also. If all the wiring is done, an inspector is coming tomorrow, and somebody came and broke, destroyed everything, pulled out the wires and everything, but the inspector is not going to pass it. So with the sins, we are destroying everything. Where all the wiring we are doing on the one side, and on the other side, there is somebody who is sabotaging the whole thing. And then he's destroying. So sins will sabotage everything. So we have to be very careful of all types of sin also. Whether it is of the eyes, we're looking down upon somebody, thinking evil about somebody, people are plotting against me, this person is doing this, that person is doing that. All these things, then we're destroying ourselves. So when Allah will come, then Allah won't come also, and just a little bit, only one light at a time. Now everything, the switch is on, everything will start working. You put on all your lights, what, how much of light you're going to have? Hum to sehrao ko samjhe the ke veerani hai waha. We thought that in the deserts there is desolateness, there is nothing there. What is in the desert? Nothing, we thought. Zikre haq ke faiz ke wo rishke gulshan ho gaye. But when the people started making zikr even in the jungle, even in the desert, it became the envy of the garden. It became the envy of the orchard by the zikr of Allah. That is when the reality of the zikr comes. May Allah bless us with that. As we will read in Hazrat's kitab, Ma'arif-e Masnavi, what happened to Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham when this reality came into him. Nafs dushman ho gaya maghloob unki yaad se. Now your nafs has become an enemy of yours. Now you have realized this nafs is not just somebody that I should befriend and do what my nafs tells me. But now your nafs has become your enemy by remembering, when it has been overpowered by the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other side, what happened? Ruh ki taqat hamari sher-e afgan ho gayi. Now the power of our ruh, of our soul, has become sher-e afgan. Sher-e afgan, on one occasion Hazrat explained the meaning. That lion that is known to overpower its enemy, that it never is overpowered, it always overpowers its enemy. So the ruh has become like that now. When the nafs will become your enemy, and you will realize that all these desires which my ruh is telling me, this evil thinking of that girl, thinking of that boy, all this, yeah, whatever haram they may be, when that realization will come, and now you stay away from all those things, then Allah will give the ruh that power, that it will overpower any of its enemies, all this evil, gunas and that, you'll be able to stay away easily. Talkh thi bazm jahan mein ahle duniya ki hayat. And all the gatherings of the people in this world, they were bitter. and in their whole lives, wherever they were, people try and make themselves happy with other things. And today also we can notice that, for example, there is a walima, a wedding, or any other thing, but there are some people, you see, they're just sitting in one corner, they got a tasbih. And what they enjoying with their tasbih, and these people are talking, laughing, and enjoying, they think we are enjoying. But what that person is getting with, that they've got that connection with Allah Ta'ala. What enjoyment he is getting. Or anywhere else also, wherever it can be, that person who is just on his own all the time, and he is in connection with Allah Ta'ala, what enjoyment he is getting, these people, and also today, like for depression, you must keep friends, you must talk, etc., keep yourself occupied, all that. That is because it's dunya's things, so you have to have something like it. But when you have got that connection with Allah, you prefer to be alone. Yes. And you enjoy that solitude of yours. And for example, Allah gives that enjoyment, that middle of the night you get up, you are making your zikr, your du'as, what enjoyment you are getting. The other people feel, this person can't sleep, what's wrong now? But that enjoyment which you are getting, may Allah bless us with its reality, that it not be words and just that something that we imagining in the air, but Allah bless us with that reality. Faiz the bazme aashqa se bazme gulshan ho gayi. By sitting in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, that all those other gatherings also, now really they have become real gardens. Now that real enjoyment has come. May Allah bless us with these realities, and let these realities come into us, inshallah. With regard to the matters of knowledge, Hazrat has written certain other points also, and we should all try and take lessons from here and try and benefit, inshallah. Hazrat Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi ki fazilat tabi'in par 5 hujur se thi. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he was also a tabi' for those who saw the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and his virtue over the other Sahaba is because of 5 reasons. Here Hazrat is mentioning quite a few things all in 5s. That what are those 5 things? So how was Hazrat Hassan Basri, and at the same time radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that we also should try to develop these qualities in us. Kisi cheez ka hukam dusro ko na farmate jab tak usko khud na kar lete. He shouldn't tell anyone else, command somebody to do something until he himself was doing it. So that is also one thing we try and make amal. Many times we forget ourselves. The Quran clearly says that you are reminding others, but you are forgetting yourself. Like one good friend of ours, not very long ago, just when we were going out of winter, Fajr is still late. So, and he goes to shop, whole day is at shop. So after Fajr, I asked him, you'll take a little nap now. So he says, no, then when will I read my Surah Kahf? When will I do my Tilawat? So how many of us are such, we tell other people, but we are not reading Surah Kahf ourselves. We are telling others to read Durood Sharif, increase Durood Sharif on Friday, but we are not reading ourselves, so that we ourselves become conscious. And this also by repeating it, then a person, it takes very long time. Then a person realizes, I'm not doing this myself, I'm telling everyone else, but I'm not doing. So that is a very important point, that in order to have our talks effective, that we practice ourselves also. Kisi cheez se logo ko mana na farmate jab tak khud usse na ruk jate. And he shouldn't prohibit other people from doing something until he himself stopped himself. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, an old lady came and said that my son is in the habit of what we will say eating sweets all the time. So he said, okay, bring him back next week again. So next week she brought him. Then Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh said, my son, my dear son, don't eat sweet things, not good for you. And he sent him away. So the old lady said, you could say that last week also. And the boy stopped eating after that. He says, but I was eating myself. So me telling him was not going to have any effect. Now that I stopped eating, now I tell him that don't eat sweet things. It's not good for you, too much sweet and that. So we have to practice ourselves. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Jo shakhs unse koi cheez talab karta, ilm se ya maal se, تو آپ اس کو عطا فرماتے فرمانے میں بخل نہ فرماتے. And if anyone requested something from Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, whether it was money, whether it was some masala, some knowledge, some advice, he never ever was stingy in that. So this is also a quality that these people hate, and they should just spend also. Wealth also they should spend, and even if somebody comes at an awkward time, you are really tired, you want to, or you just made a bayan, 1 hour bayan, somebody came and now he wants to make mashura or something. We are such that now we have to finish, we can't give that time. But these people were such that they used to sacrifice. May Allah develop that quality in us. Anyone wants to learn anything, anytime they want to ask, they were ready for service all the time. If they had money to give, somebody asked for money, they were prepared to spend that also. They should just spend. May Allah bless us with these qualities. This is, we are very far. And we should make effort that we come, that we should keep that in mind. And at least so much that we don't think we are so pious. That these qualities and that this that we hear, that at least we realize I'm still very far. اپنے دولت علمیہ کے سبب لوگوں سے مستغنی رہتے. And because he had been given the great treasure of knowledge, he was independent of people. In other words, don't sell your knowledge. Don't become cheap. This is also one weakness that we have in us, that people then, because of the knowledge that we have, people then, but he should stay very independent from people. And there is great benefit in there, how much a person can achieve that. That he doesn't ask, he doesn't make an ishara to anyone. Even when they give, they take a lot of conditions. They don't just take like that also any present, any gift, they don't just take also like that. That is a person who is really sincere, and you can easily make the islah of people. But when you got hope from people, that then how can I tell him, no, don't do this. Now he's going to be cross with me, he's not going to now give me gifts, etc. So this quality also, Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh possessed this great quality. Unka zahir wa baatin yaksa tha. His outward and his inside, and that is the siddiq, that it was the same. What was his outside, was his inside. Today that also, we are very, very weak in that. For example, we make namaz in the masjid, and the namaz of ours which is at home. Mostly we see there is a world of difference between the two namazes. One namaz that people are watching you, and one namaz you are making, nobody is watching you. Normally there is a lot of difference. And mashallah, there are those people who, whether anybody is seeing or not seeing, whether they are making namaz at home, is the same type of namaz, giving time, etc., to his ruku, sujood, everything properly. May Allah bless us with such namazes and such qualities, inshallah.
جو شخص اپنے علم کو اپنے لیے مفید بنانا چاہے وہ اپنے اندر پانچ خوبیاں حاصل کرے.
Any person who wants to make the knowledge that he has got, and all of us got knowledge, some have got less, some have got some more. If you want to make it beneficial, then there are five good qualities a person should develop within himself, then by that knowledge he will benefit tremendously. What are they?
فقر سے محبت کرنا تاکہ زیادہ دنیا کمانے سے فارغ رہے.
That you should love poverty. Where are we? There were those we read in the kitabs that the children of the pious people in the past, when they should get food every meal, they should cry. They should say that visitor of hunger. Why it's not, it visits only the very special people. Why it's not visiting us? And today, if there is just little food short, our stomach, we little hungry, we know what is our condition. One Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said that, I love you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, think what you are saying. He said, I love you. Few times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you love me and you are genuine, be prepared for poverty. For those who love me, poverty comes their way. And where are we? And if we see the lives, one time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came in the masjid, and he said, nothing brought me out of my house but hunger. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, nothing brought me out besides hunger. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, nothing brought me out besides hunger. Let's go to Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. He gave them lavish everything. When he brought some meat, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send this to Fatima radiallahu anhu. For 3 days she hasn't eaten anything. Today, we are not at that level. We should not even try it. We will destroy ourselves. But keep it in mind. Keep the Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had explained one. We cannot be like that. And we shouldn't even try. We'll destroy ourselves. We are too weak. But just keep it in mind that at least we don't start thinking that I'm a big buzurg and I'm very pious and that. And we realize that I'm still nothing. Fakr se muhabbat karna taaki zyada dunya kamane se faarigh rahe. The object is that you don't earn too much dunya, you're not worried much of dunya. So, even if you work on the basics and that, and you've got enough time for your ibadat, well and good, in these times, that is also a great, great thing. Ibadat ki muhabbat, talab-e-thawab ke liye. And the love of ibadat. And for gaining sawab from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also, last week we had discussed that a person should do all his ibadat, everything solely for the pleasure of Allah. But this does not mean that he doesn't ask Allah Ta'ala for anything. It comes in the hadith that even if the lace of your shoe breaks, you must ask Allah Ta'ala. So everything. But we must not only ask Allah, make his ibadah to please him. And whatever need we got, we cannot fulfill that need ourselves. There is no one else in the world, nothing else that can. We only can ask Allah. Where can we go? We got no other choice. But it isn't only, in other words, it means that we should please Allah, not only come to masjid when we got a problem, and only do good deeds when we got a problem. When you're going on a journey, then only you're giving sadqah. Otherwise, you don't give sadqah. No, all the time, carry on. And we got nowhere else and no one else to do our work besides Allah Ta'ala also. So we have to ask Allah Ta'ala all the time. Dunya se be raghbati, yani zuhad ki muhabbat, talab-e-faarigh ke liye. And that a person only the bare necessities of life. And according to our times, our bare necessities are different from other people in the villages, etc., in the jungles. Or our necessities of life are different from people of 50 years ago. So just look at your bare necessities so that you could be have enough time for to be free. And then your ilm, what you have acquired, you will be able to benefit from that. Hikmat ki muhabbat talab-e-salah-e-qalb ke liye. And the love of wisdom, the love of the company of the pious people and what the pious people teach, the Ahlullah, so that your heart can be corrected. So that the heart, that is also important. So if you have, so these are the things to ask Allah Ta'ala and to beg that Allah gives us the love of hikmat. And hikmat we'll get from the Hakim, from these Ahlullah, who have seen the reality of dunya, what it is, akhirat is forever, that is the main life, don't waste our time in this dunya, etc. Khalwat ki muhabbat, munajat Rab ke liye. And the love of to be in seclusion, so that by that you can have time to speak to Allah Ta'ala. If all the time you are going to be with people, then how are you going to be speaking to Allah Ta'ala? So the love of your solitude. And that is also a great thing. Many of us, we can't stay just on our own. We get very ghabrahat when we are on our own. We can't stay. But that person will enjoy staying on his own instead of mixing too much. And good company, of course, by all means we should choose that. May Allah bless us with these realities, bring them in our lives, and work towards these things, inshallah. In the Kitab Ma'arif Masnavi, all these poems are to a very high level, all this subject matter. May Allah Ta'ala let us reach there out of His kindness. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It's not difficult for Allah at all. Allah's pleasure, Allah's rahmat, mercy is very great. Or at least that we know where we have to reach. That we don't think I've reached there already and I still have to carry on. Another poem of Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, the translation. Agar haq ta'ala ki qurb ki shan o shaukat tum dekh lo. If you see the greatness and grandeur of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, to uske samne tamam kainat ma apni lazzato ke hej aur murdar maalum. Then all the things of this dunya, whatever it can be, with all its enjoyments, it's like absolutely nothing. It's like corpses. The whole dunya, when a person gets the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then this dunya, he loses no enjoyment he gets. He will still involve in dunya, acquire, but not with that enjoyment and pleasure he will do it. He will do it as a duty. He will fulfill all his duties, but his heart won't be in there. Which is beautifully said, dast bakar dil bayar. That your hands are in your work, but your heart is with your friend. You are with Allah ta'ala. The other poem here, جب وہ سلطان حقیقی اپنی عزت و شوکت کا جندہ بلند فرماتا ہے. That is, when that king, that king in reality, that is Allah Ta'ala, when he puts his flag of honor and honor and the power and greatness in the heart of a people, of a person, when Allah has become somebody's, yani jis dil par wo apni shan aur shaukat ko zahir farma deta hai. In other words, that heart in which Allah Ta'ala makes himself manifest with his greatness and his grandeur, when Allah makes that manifest in the heart of a person, to sara jahan jayb adam mein apna sar dal deta hai. Then the whole world puts its head in the pocket of non-existence. In other words, it doesn't exist now to a person. Now he's only with Allah Ta'ala. Aur azmat-e-ilahiya ke samne kainat be-qadar malum hoti hai. And in front of the grandeur and greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, this world, it appears to a person that it does not exist. Otherwise, every person wants to go to this fair, to go to that show, this exhibition, everything, or it's just attracting him all the time. But when you find that, and if that can be created in a person, there are two routes to reach Allah Ta'ala, which is also explained. One is the long route, that you try and take up the love of all this, this cricket, the soccer, this, yeah, fancy clothes, brand names, fashion, etc. And one is, you just put the love of Allah in that person. Once that love of Allah comes, then this person on his own will give up everything. So that is the real effort. And for ourselves, we make that effort that the love of Allah comes within a person. جس دل کو حق تعالی اپنے کرم خاص سے نوازتے ہیں. That heart which Allah, out of His kind, gracious, special mercies, whom Allah Ta'ala blesses, to dunya ki faniyat ko us par zahir farma dete hai. Then that person realizes this dunya is just, it's nothing. It's going to get finished any time it will get finished. I will die any time. What am I wasting my time in this dunya? You will immediately realize. And how many such people have passed and are present in the world? In every place in the world there are those people whom Allah has blessed and chosen like that. May Allah make us also and give us some portion of that. اور اس بصیرت قلب اور استزار فنائیت سے مجاہدات اس بندے پر آسان ہو جاتے ہیں. And with this understanding, the eyes of the heart, that a person understands this dunya is only temporary, it is going to get finished. And استحزار فنائیت, that he realizes this dunya, all the time he realizes, I'm fooling myself with this dunya, it's just a fool's paradise, it is just a dream. At the time of mort, a person actually realizes that this whole world, life of 70, 80 years, whatever it might be, it was just a dream, it was nothing. Then all to make a mujahada becomes now easy for this person. Now it's not difficult. The people will talk, oh, what great mujahada. But Allah makes it easy for that person. Jin ki badalat husool ilallah nasib ho jata hai. Because of what now? This person gets his connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like that, how many people, if we just take it, non-Muslims who see our Muslim people, they're working in the same company, same firm, etc. Ramzan, they are keeping roza. They just can't understand. But these people who are keeping roza, we feel nothing. 15, 20 rozas have gone, and they say, oh, still 10 left. You say only 10 left. They hardly felt 20 rozas. It's just like Ramzan just started and already 20. But they feel, how are you managing? Five times namaz, those who are making five times namaz, for them to leave their job, to leave their shop and to go and make namaz, to stop on the way. Other people can't understand this. How can you people do all this? And how can you still reach your... And if you notice, those who don't make namaz and stop for namaz, they still reach the same time, or perhaps later. And those who stop for namaz, etc., And then again, there also there is different. One is a person stops and he just makes quickly his namaz on his own. One is he looks for jamaat, for where can I make namaz with jamaat, everyone. So all these things, when that love of Allah comes, Allah makes all this easy. Otherwise, and there are those friends of ours that even on safar, they don't miss the sunnahs also. They are pardoned with the sunnahs also, and others like us that now it's safar, sunnahs are not faras, etc. So for them it's very easy. Once the love of Allah Ta'ala comes, a person enjoys all this. Adatullah to yehi hai, ke banda pehle riyazat wo mujahada karta hai, phir wusool ilallah naseeb hota hai. This is the trend of Allah Ta'ala, which he said, that a person first makes some effort, and that is that our zikrs are regular, we abstain from sins, our tilawat is continuous, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala blesses with wusool ilallah. Then a person reaches Allah Ta'ala. Lekin hatta Allah apni shan e qudrat yu bhi zahir farmate hai. Lekin sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes his greatness and honor known in this way also, ke ghafil banda ko apne taraf jazb farma dete hai. That a person who was far, far from deen, and many such cases also. How far people were from deen, and Allah just pulled them into deen, and like overnight they just change. How many people, they just came in contact with a buzurg. One buzurg says he was going from one country to another, and one person who was like a hippie or whatever you can call him, all different type of life, he just sat next to him in the plane. When they reached their destination, his whole life had changed already. And his whole life completely. How many women especially, how they change their lives. How many people who go in jamaat, they just listen to one bayan and they got encouraged, and now they gave their name. After that, whole life is changed. What it happens also. So normally it is that you have to make all this mujahada, but sometimes Allah just chooses a person and pulls him towards him. May Allah grant us also that jazb, and Allah pulls us towards him. Jiski alamat ye hoti hai ke banda ko ek kashish aur kaifiyat e uns wa muhabbat Hak Taala ke taraf mehsoos hoti hai. And the sign of this is, as it is right, that a person feels that he is being pulled, kashish, he is being drawn, and kaifiyat e uns, closeness with Allah Ta'ala, he feels. Now nobody can block him. He just wants to go that way, he's just going. And he feels that enjoyment in his heart. Yahi tariqe jazb hai, jisme wusool ilallah pehle hota hai, phir us mandak mujahadat wa ibadat ka shauk paida hota hai. This is that way, that first Allah pulls you to him, and after that, now he makes mujahada, ibadat, everything he makes easy for that person. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi par bhi, hatta ala ki is shan jazb ijtiba ka zuhur hua tha. Even for Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah, first Allah pulled him towards him, then Allah gave him the tawfiq to make all his ibadat, etc. Jiske baad sultanat wa hukumat unke dil mein behaqeeqat ho gayi. After that, the kingdom and all his government, all lost its value in his eyes. Gharaz Allah wale apne batin mein Hak Taala ka khususi qurb wa taalluq mehsoos karte hain. What does this mean? The summary, that these people who are those Allah wala, they feel in their heart the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that, and they get enjoyment when they are doing their ibadat, etc. اور اس نعمت کے سبب وہ دنیا مردار کی فانی لذتوں سے مستغنی ہو جاتے ہیں. And now they are not in need, they don't enjoy in this temporary amusement and things of this دنیا, they don't find any enjoyment in there. اللہ والوں سے پوچھو کہ ان کی دلوں کو کیا لذت نصیب ہے. Ask this اللہ والا, what enjoyment they get in their hearts, which Allah Ta'ala puts in their hearts, ask them what enjoyment they get. So this is what a person is to strive for and look for from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah blesses him with this. And on the other hand also, this is not the object also, that enjoyment. The object is to fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. If a person gets enjoyment in there, alhamdulillah. If he doesn't get, also no problem whatsoever. The real object is to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And also, sometimes a person gets all this enjoyment, but at the same time, Allah brings a little while in his life. Sometimes for a long time it is, for years also it can last, that you're not getting that enjoyment. Allah is testing that person, is he doing it for this enjoyment, or is if really he wants to fulfill my commandments. So our object must be that we have to do, we are slaves of Allah. What Allah has commanded us, we must do that. Whether we get enjoyment or not, but fortunate is that person who gets the enjoyment also. Then he, a person whose job is his hobby, how he enjoys that. And a person whose job, he doesn't like his job. He doesn't want to get up in the morning. He doesn't like his job. He doesn't like his boss. He doesn't like the environment. How tough isn't it for that person? But the person whose job is his hobby. He's not working for money also. He's enjoying his job. That person really enjoys. So may Allah make us among those people, inshallah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo dhikre illallah. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi bataye daryaon ko aisi rawani kisne di, kisne chamakta din bakhsha ye raat suhani kisne di, nanne nanne paudon ko gulshan mein jawani kisne di, ho yakta qudrat bhi yakta, aisa hai mera Allah, aisa hai mera Allah. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a reminder that inshallah this Jumu'ah is the Laylatul Qadr on Friday night after Maghrib to Isha Salah will be our monthly majlis in the Homestead Park, and then on Laylatul Ahad it is Saturday night again after at 7:15 to 8:15, 1 hour our Ash'ar majlis and Ash'ar Fikr majlis, and then inshallah on Yawm al-Sabt in the morning, Yawm al-Ahad Sunday morning after Fajr Salah also, and from 10 o'clock to Zuhr Salah here at the Darul Ulum will be the monthly majlis. Inshallah also this month we will be discussing the Islahi Jalsa, the dates and what fikr and concern we can make regarding the Islahi Jalsa, which inshallah we will be having in a few months time here at the Darul Ulum, normally in February. So inshallah the brothers can make some search fikr, think about it, and inshallah come for the mashwara on Sunday morning. Jazakallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين فاعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربي تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.